This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump now stands accused of being part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Fulton County DA, Democrat Fannie Willis, says Trump has until noon next Friday to voluntarily surrender, and she's promising a booking photograph of Trump to the press afterwards. Trump faces felony racketeering charges as officials release the indictment before the grand jury made their decision in Georgia yesterday. Former Senate Judiciary Committee senior advisor Garrett Ventry on Fox News last night calls out the Georgia DA for putting politics over justice.
Just the way that Fannie Willis has acted, a judge reprimanded her for holding a fundraiser for, again, a political opponent. She shared a meme, cartoons of Lindsey Graham, someone she subpoenaed in this case as well. And she's even recently, over the last 48 hours, set up a fundraising page on the indictment of President Trump here. So it looks political going into 2024. And again, I think President Trump has a really good argument here that this all, again, looks political right going into an election when he continues to surge in the polls.
Wildfires in Hawaii have now claimed at least 99 lives. Yesterday, Governor Josh Green said more than 80% of the structures that were destroyed are residential. The blaze that tore through the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer is off suicide watch. He remains in isolated housing at the Suffolk County Jail in Long Island, New York. Rex Huerman pleaded not guilty to murder charges in the deaths of three women whose bodies were found in Gilgo Beach in 2010. A Texas woman has been awarded more than $1 billion in a lawsuit over revenge porn. The woman's ex-boyfriend, Marquez Jackson, hacked a camera system and sent the images without her consent to her friends, family, and co-workers in the Houston area. USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Guests staying at hotels on the Las Vegas Strip might want to double-check their beds before calling it a night.
You may be itching to get out of your Las Vegas Strip hotel room, but it's not to gamble or run to a show. In the past year and a half, health inspectors have found bed bugs in seven resorts on the Strip. That's according to a Southern Nevada Health District complaint obtained by KLAS-TV. Named on the not-so-desirable list are Circus Circus, Caesar's Palace, Planet Hollywood, Palazzo, Tropicana, MGM Grand, and Sahara. It's believed people unknowingly brought the bedbugs in through infested luggage, clothing, blankets, and pillows. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden urges the big three car companies and the United Auto Workers Union to make a deal before their contract expires next month.
Biden, in a statement Monday, urged GM, Ford, and Stellantis to pay wages that can support a family. He also pushed companies to address the union's concerns over the transition to electric vehicle manufacturing. This comes as the union's demanding significant pay increases to match increases in CEO pay over the last several years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Meta's Mark Zuckerberg doesn't think think Elon Musk is actually serious about fighting him in MMA-style combat. The Meta CEO wrote in a Threads post that, quote, Elon isn't serious and it's time to move on, end quote. UFC CEO Dana White said the fight could have been the biggest pay-per-view draw in UFC history. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. You better stop.
Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're about maybe a week away, so when you go to the website, has very limited information there right now because we're under reconstruction. Going to bring you a better and more powerful and dynamic website in which to interact, and you can have access to the entire archive of interviews and share them with your friends. Listen at your own convenience, absolutely free, because as you know, we are givers. We're expecting Ken Cuccinelli to come on in just a moment. He's the national chair of the Election Transparency Initiative. He's back to discuss ETI's effort to protect voting rights across the country and ensure elections that are safe, secure, and transparent. What a novel thing to consider these days after all that we've gone through. And what has happened is that you cannot have a conversation about 2020, regardless of 1,000 sworn affidavits. I believe there's evidence and just a lot of questions about this. And I mean, this isn't something scantily as a Russian collusion. I mean, there's some really, in my humble opinion, some hard evidence here. And I don't blame, 62% of America all believing there's something fishy. But, the thing is, the mainstream media, the whole cabal of this uniparty and everything says, oh, no, you can't talk about it. It happened. This is just the way it is. I mean, so much so that Donald Trump's latest indictments are all around a conversation, and I think it's just, why not have that conversation where, people are believing that there's something not right, and particularly in Georgia. And of course, we had evidence with, remember the movie 2,000 Mules that Dinesh D'Souza put out? I mean, these are indications. I mean, how do you have an election where people are bicycling ballots and putting, numbers of ballots, around the place, taking pictures, obviously, to authenticate so that they can get paid for it. Why would you do that if you were just having a free and fair and transparent election? I don't know. I mean, it brings added suspicion to it all. How is it that you have, six critical swing states that shut down their voting count all at the same time? But you're not supposed to be suspicious. You're not supposed to ask about that. So this is thing that is so exceedingly frustrating for we the people. Because what do we want? We want our vote to count. You have the Democratic Party that talks about voter suppression. And the thing is, and DeRoy Murdoch and I have talked about this before. We are being conditioned to believe that anything that Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, anything they say, it's they speak in opposite talk, right? So the very thing that they're accusing their opponents of is the very thing they're guilty of. You know, go back. I mean, even recently with Hillary Clinton for the 2016 campaign, right? The thing she was accusing Donald Trump was the very thing that she was up to her earlobes in. And, it's so rich with irony. But, you know, the mainstream media is disinterested. And here's the mainstream media are supposed to be agents for the people. But unfortunately, they sold their souls and become agents of a political party. And they've obliterated the whole basis of what the First Amendment right is all about and what they as journalists should be about. They've sold their souls in order to cozy up to political power and influence. Because, hey, you know, power, no question, is a drug and is very, very alluring. And our media has been snake charmed into following this diabolical process at the expense of their credibility. I mean, look what's happening. How many people read papers anymore? How many people, are looking into, things that we traditionally believed in? I mean, at one point when I was a kid growing up, 85% of the viewing television audience watched one of three networks, NBC, ABC, or CBS. That's it. One of three. 85%. Today it's less than 50%. And again, you can say, oh, well, Bill, we got social media and all that. But even the social media outlets are, starting to compromise. And they're losing credibility. There's very few out there because we're realizing, and it's a process, okay? It doesn't happen overnight. But, I think it should, frankly, because if it did happen overnight, these people would change their ways. They wouldn't be lying to us constantly. But they're able to get away with it, with impunity. And then we're led to believe something that is incredible. You know, we're led to believe that, oh, the Hunter Biden laptop, that's Russian disinformation. Really? And then we find out afterwards, Joe Biden, as a presidential candidate, former vice president of the United States, lied to everybody. He bold-faced lied to everybody. Do you get that? Is it any wonder our leadership is so compromised? Because they lie. They have no credibility. There's no integrity here. Okay, and it's all justified. You know, like Harry Reid said, oh, well, Mitt Romney, at least he didn't get elected, right? It worked. You know, his lying and cheating and misinformation, right, about Mitt Romney means to an end. He didn't get elected. So it's okay. How childish. But the thing is this childish behavior has been costly. All this stuff, how many lives were expended with COVID because of misinformation? And because we have the wrong people in leadership. This is why our vote is so critical. And the whole idea of the consent of the governed. If you manipulated the vote count, you don't have the consent of the government, the consent of the governed any longer, right? It's all compromised. Your vote has been ixnayed by somebody who went out in ballot harvest and, manipulated somebody's ballot. Who was, three quarters into dementia and, maybe were aware, lucky, as some family member said, maybe a minute a day. And so these people come in and take advantage, capture their ballot and vote for them. And the other thing, too, again, I keep reminding you, is how many hundreds of thousands of ballots. Think about this. Hundreds of thousands of ballots. Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia. How many only voted for the president? Okay? They didn't vote down line. So with Joe Biden getting, 82 million votes, there should have been a run, a blue wave to strike the ban. Isn't that common sense? Right? Because normally, if people vote Democrat for a president, it's Democrat all the way down. Well, that didn't happen. It was only for the president. Hundreds of thousands of votes only check Joe Biden. That's it. When did that ever happen? So all these anomalies are not to be considered. We're not supposed to talk about it. We're just supposed to accept that Joe Biden, because he's just such a brilliant political figure. I mean, his history from day one. All honor and glory to Joe Biden. And it's very probable that he got 82 million votes, right?
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry celebrates its 77th birthday, I often wonder what it must have been like to experience Reverend Charlie Byers' first broadcasts back in 1946 when Chambersburg got its own radio station. The excitement people in Chambersburg experienced when they heard the Gospel Tide Hour on air 77 years ago is mirrored and magnified today as people around the globe find joy and hope when they hear of salvation through Christ in their own language, many for the first time. Over the years, the Tide Ministry has introduced millions around the world to the life-saving truth of the gospel, and we're determined to continue this important outreach for another 7 decades, or until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plan. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Ken Cuccinelli apologizes. I guess he got pulled into a last-minute meeting here, and so we'll have him back at another time. Ken, of course, National Chair of the Election Transparency Initiative, talking about ETI's efforts to protect voting rights across the country and assure elections that they're safe, secure, and transparent. And, you know, that's the number one issue that Americans have today, is that how do I know that my vote is really going to count? that these suspicious shenanigans that took place in 2020 and also in 2022, we had some similarities because, you know, as DeRoy Murdoch pointed out, the Democratic Party has become the party of voter fraud, and they have no shame. I mean, this is just the way they play the game, okay, because it's all about winning at any cost. So, you know, hey, look, at if they can get five downs, you know, instead of four, that's okay. You know, they just keep on doing and get away with it because they figure if they win the game, and even if you protest the game, nobody's going to change the, you know, change the outcome. Nobody's going to stand up and say, well, you cheated, and, you know, you're out. No contest. You can't win. No, they cheat. They get in there, and here we are, putting up with the consequences of this leadership. And is this something that the American people, I mean, even though, you know, there's, it's said that anywhere 9-15% of the people, had they known about Hunter Biden's laptop, that they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. You know, okay, but that number aside, I mean, based on what they experienced after 8 years of Obama-Biden and how much pain we went through under that administration and failed leadership, and now you have four incredible, extraordinary years brought to you by an outsider, somebody who was not inside the Beltway, just an everyday citizen like you and I. Everyday citizen, I know you go, everyday citizen, this guy's a gazillionaire. I get that. Okay. But he's not a politician. He's not mired and influenced and trapped by the Beltway culture. He was an outsider coming in. And this is what upset them. Because now, here he is in the Oval Office, and he is able to see up close and personal just how diabolical the deep state had begun. I mean, keep in mind, before Donald Trump, we didn't know about the deep state. How often did you hear about the deep state? We never heard about the deep state. And, of course, all the aspiring presidential candidates, you know, they talk about the deep state. But it wasn't before. It was because of Donald Trump that this was exposed. In the same way that our southern border was being violated and invaded under Biden Obama. But nobody's saying anything about it. And Donald Trump says it, and all of a sudden everybody goes, whoa, yeah, right, yeah, this is serious. But we didn't even know how bad it was. We didn't realize that what had happened under Biden Obama, that the cartels were able to establish an infrastructure, not outside the United States, but within the United States, an infrastructure that trafficked in drugs, sex, and every manner of evil. Okay? They've got this all lined up in just about every state of the Union except for eight, I think, is still the number. Eight states somehow, I don't know, the cartel is just not interested, or maybe they'll be coming to one of those eight states soon and very soon. But meanwhile, they have this infrastructure that allows them to send fentanyl, this dangerous drug that can kill all of America three or four times, to really make sure that you're not even mostly dead, but you're very dead, right? So they continue to traffic in fentanyl to the danger of American citizens, and the Biden administration has about as much compassion as they have demonstrated time and again, like even with Maui. He made no comment. They said, hey, do you have a comment to make about what's going on in Maui? No comment. I mean, his disconnect from compassion. I mean, here it is, this whole propaganda deal that, oh, Uncle Joe is so compassionate and he's a mon. Are you picking kidding me? Where has he ever been? You see, but this is what the mainstream media told us. This is what they told us we're supposed to believe. This is why people aren't believing the mainstream media anymore. And the mainstream media is this cabal that's brought to you by all the networks, the cable stations, social media, everything all tied in. You can take X away from that because we can thank Elon Musk absolutely, you know, doing something about returning the ethos of journalism, you know, back to back to social media and with X. And I pray that he is inordinately successful, that the 44, you know, what was it, $44 billion or something that he paid? Some, a billion? I mean, there's so many zeros. It's just, you know, mind-blowing. but that he gets a return on investment, you know, if for nothing else, just because he helped bring truth back into the marketplace. Because this is what it is. You know, Zuckerberg, you know, they've got all this power and they're ideologically fixed. Google, all of them, YouTube. I mean, you can't even talk, you can't even talk frankly about COVID on YouTube. If you do, you'll get canceled. You'll get X'd. And that's what happened to us. You know, we said the C word. You know, it's amazing. I guess now you can say booger, but you can't say the C word. This is where we are right now. This is just incredible. And it keeps us in the dark. It keeps us ignorant. And the thing is YouTube, basically, their guidelines say that you must comport to the guidelines of the WHO. Imagine the WHO, the people that got it so wrong so consistently during this pandemic emergency. And now we're yielding our sovereignty and our intellect and our choice to the WHO. A communist organization, oh, by the way. Imagine that. And then meanwhile, Joe Biden is in the back room hammering out a deal for the next pandemic. So when that comes into play, guess who's in charge? And you're smart. You guys got this down. Good. Right. Good answer. The WHO. Can you imagine? I mean, and there's no imagining. This is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they're doing to us. They're dumbing us down so that we can be controlled. They're kneecapping us at every turn. They're intimidating us so that we will comply. I mean, these are all the machinations of a communist, socialist, totalitarian type government. Yes, and this is happening in the United States under Joe Biden and the Justice Department. Okay? So this is what's going on. You say something wrong, and this is, again, I'm thankful for Genesis Communications Network that carries this radio show every day, 9 to noon, because we can be independent. I can say the C word. I can get experts who come in and give you some intellectual background so you can study and find out for yourself. Okay? Own your own knowledge. Don't do something because that's what they told you to believe. I go back to that commentary I wrote, well, it was about a year ago, you know, and asking you, who told you to hate Donald Trump? I mean, here's this guy, gives up his paycheck, brings in his family, and I believe, I understand, everybody can have all kinds of emotions about Donald Trump. I mean, I've not sat down, had a beer with the guy. I mean, we're not besties or anything like that. I just look at it, you know, I'm an American. You know, I defended this country. I served in the U.S. Marine Corps. My family served in the Air Force and the Army, including my dad during World War II. We love this country. We love our Constitution. This is what we believe in. And that's what Donald Trump believes in. So for that, I can come alongside. Some of the other stuff, hey, look, it's, you know, we're all human beings, and we've had all experienced less than proud moments. And I'm sure Donald Trump would admit to the same. But, you know, hey, that's not why we elected him. We elected him because we wanted him to take over and take charge and to help us get out of this mess, that we needed a true businessman to run the country. And look what happened. We had more jobs. We had a better economy. All this positive stuff as a result. But then now he's getting kneecapped at every turn, so that he doesn't have a chance, first of all, defend himself. What is he, over 100 and some indictments now? How ridiculous is that? But again, you got to remember, it's not that they're after Donald Trump. They're after all the rest of us who do not go along with Joe Biden and the cabal there on the Beltway. That's the bottom line of it all. Stay with us. We've got more coming up. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump now stands accused of being part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Fulton County DA Democrat Fannie Willis says Trump has until noon next Friday to voluntarily surrender. Trump faces felony racketeering charges as officials release the indictment before the grand jury made their decision in Georgia yesterday. Former Senate Judiciary Committee senior advisor Garrett Ventry on Fox News last night calls out the Georgia DA for putting politics over justice.
And she's even recently, over the last 48 hours, set up a fundraising page on the indictment of President Trump here. So it looks political going into 2024. And again, I think President Trump has a really good argument here that this all, again, looks political right going into an election when he continues to surge in the polls.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to talk about home ownership, right? Central to building wealth, but has it been out of reach for many minority families due to systemic inequalities in housing and finance? Well, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, in 2023, the home ownership rate for non-Hispanic white house now white households is 74.4% compared to 45.8% of black households, 49.7% for Hispanic households. Well, Rilan Washington, he's the East Region Vice President of Mortgage Sustainability. He's here to talk about the barriers to ownership, including coming up with a down payment and what's being done to help bridge the gap. Rilan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And so you mentioned barriers to home ownership. You know, I want to bring to light just three barriers that I think have really deterred families from home ownership. The first one I would point to would be credit, right? And not just a credit score, but also the lack of credit history. Sometimes there's even this misconception about a high credit score, right? So a family could see that they don't qualify for a mortgage and they have enough to make it happen, right? They believe that their credit score isn't enough, but they do have enough. Another barrier is the lack of understanding and the lack of information to help a family make the best decision for their home ownership journey, right? We've all run into those scenarios where we may not have enough information, and it causes us to pause a bit on the decisions we want to make, right? And so many families, especially in the black and brown community, they may be going on this journey for the first time. So there's fear built into the lack of information, which may cause someone ready to think twice about buying. They don't want to get into the home ownership journey. They may feel more comfortable renting. And so that's another barrier. And I would say the biggest barrier of all of them is the down payment, right? The down payment is the biggest
right
home ownership for any family out there.
Well, you know, in those three areas, first of all, let's break it down. You know, credit and history. Again, it's, you've got to understand how to play the game, right, and what the rules of the game are all about. And you're pointing that out, you know, and you make a great point here, Roland, because some people think, well, gosh, I got great credit, but they don't have enough history to support that rating, right? So it's not the end of the world. It's just at least understanding as you go into this, you know, this opportunity of home ownership, you got to get your ducks in a row. You know, what does it mean? And this is where Wells and other organizations come into play, where you're helping people understand that element, and also to appreciate the fact that it's not something that should be a total barrier, because guess what? There's other people, you know, millions of other people have been in the same situation, and guess what? They're now proud homeowners, right?
Yeah, that's right. And if you couple all three of those together, it's a confidence draining situation for someone who's ready to get into home ownership, right? Mm-hmm. Do I have enough? Is my credit score good enough? Do I know enough, right? I've even had a personal situation when I got into home ownership, and I've been in the mortgage business for a while. I was unsure. So me as an expert, if I'm unsure, you can imagine what some other consumers are feeling. So it's important, okay. And that's another reason why we're launching this program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you don't know what you don't know, right?
That's right.
Because you're not doing with this. You're not dealing with it. And like you said, even with you deal with this all the time. And there's always something new, and which always makes for some new opportunities. And is the other thing, you know, to hone in on is down payment. You know, what are we talking about now, you know, in terms of a down payment to get in the game?
Yeah, well, I really want to make this announcement because I'm excited about this. So Wells Fargo has a new home buyer access grant, which will provide $10,000 that will be applied towards the down payment for eligible families who live in or purchase homes in certain underserved communities in 8 metropolitan areas. So Bill, you mentioned the down payment. So Wells Fargo is stepping up and providing this $10,000 grant to really support home ownership. We're broadly focused on strengthening minority communities by advancing racial equity in home ownership. So supporting home purchase activity by offering these types of programs will help people who are historically impacted or may live in underserved neighborhoods that don't have the ability to get into home ownership. So we're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. So the down payment, you're saying down payment of up to $10,000 or it
right.
is $10,000? Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So depending on the situation. $10,000. So, yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. So a little bit more background about it. So the Home Buyer Access Grant, it was developed under a special purpose credit program, right? Essentially, that was something that allows banks like Wells Fargo to create these special types of programs. And it's going to be available for people that are looking to purchase in the cities of Atlanta, Baltimore, Charlotte, Dallas, Minneapolis, New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. And the Home Buyer Access Grant is available to any buyer who's purchasing a home in an eligible neighborhood in any of those 8 cities. And anyone who's looking to currently buy or is living in that neighborhood. The Home Buyer Access Grant is available to home buyers who have a combined 120 or less of median area income, so a little bit higher than some other programs that have 80% median income, where the subject property is located. And you have to have a mortgage with Wells Fargo, so a fixed rate conventional mortgage, and the property must be your primary residence. But you don't have to pay this money back, Bill. This is $10,000 that Wells Fargo is giving you on ownership journey. You do not have to pay this back.
That is awesome. So how do they get qualified for this?
Well, so I encourage folks to learn more about the program, and we've built a dedicated website. So if you'd like more information about the grant, or you're interested in learning about any of the eligibility requirements for the program, our website is wellsfargo.com/homegrant. And we also have a phone line, and that phone line is 866-327-6414. One of the reasons why we created a website and also a phone line is to make sure that we have eligible home buyers who are interested. We can give them details about where they live, what they're eligible for, so we can make it a seamless process for them.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Roland Washington, Vice President of Wells Fargo Diverse Segments and Wells Fargo Home Lending, Wells Fargo and Company. He serves as the East Region Mortgage Sustainability Lead for Wells Fargo Home Lending. Why did Wells Fargo, I mean, this is a great thing, and so I'm going to ask the basic question because people go, okay, why is Wells doing this?
Yeah, great question, Bill. So I mentioned special purpose credit programs. So they were created through the Equal Opportunities Act back in like 1974. And that act made it unlawful for creditors to discriminate against a consumer based on various factors, including race. But these programs, they could have been made back then, but unfortunately, banks just didn't pull the trigger on them. So in 2021, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau provided guidance that allowed banks to be more comfortable to create these types of programs. So Wells Fargo, we're really interested in trying to make sure that we can thread the needle. Our goal is to advance racial equity in homeownership, and creating this type of program does just that, right? Because you think about homeownership, you think about down payment, that's the biggest barrier. Up to 55% of families feel like that's the biggest barrier for them to get into homeownership. Why not provide $10,000 to help them reach business?
Exactly. Roland, why didn't they roll this out nationwide?
Well, one of the reasons why we wanted to make sure that we launched it in the area so that we can evaluate our potential future opportunities, right? We really wanted to focus on results. And we're also looking at majority black census tracts. So when you think about the cities that I mentioned, right, Atlanta, Baltimore, Charlotte, Dallas, Minneapolis, New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., there's a lot of opportunity to create home ownership specifically in black neighborhoods.
Right. And so even though it's in black neighborhoods, Hispanics, anybody else could be eligible, right?
That is correct. That's one of the reasons why we mentioned that if you are living in that area that's eligible, you can get a home. But also if you are interested in moving into an eligible area, right? So we're really looking at home ownership in a different way. Hey, if you live in this underserved city, you can expand. And if you want to move into a growing and thriving neighborhood, you can come in as well, too.
What a great idea. This is going to be awesome. And so this is now available, Roland?
That is correct. And if you want to get more information, if your listeners want to get more information, please visit wellsfargo.com/homegrant or give us a call at 866-327-6414. We'd love to share more information about the program and also the eligibility requirements for the program. So that way we can help people get into home ownership.
You're excited about this. I can tell. This is great.
I am. So I've seen it come to fruition. I'm excited, Bill. I am excited.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time coming, and to kind of get the team together and to be able to proudly announce this, it's an honor. I'm glad you're here on the Bill Martinez Show telling our audience about this, because you're talking. This could be a huge opportunity and a change in people's lives for the good. This is exciting. Thank you so much for doing this.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.
Roland Washington, Vice President of Mortgage Sustainability right here. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Hello, my name is Gwen Carr. I am the mother of Eric Garner. I urge you to oppose the ban on menthol cigarettes, the cigarettes preferred by over 80% of African Americans who choose to smoke. I do not encourage, support, or promote smoking. Banning menthol cigarettes will increase smuggling illegal, dangerous menthol cigarettes in black neighborhoods. When you ban products sold mostly in black communities but do not have the same ban in white communities, you invite more police into our communities. My family knows all too well what can happen when police enforce tobacco control laws. Black people have already paid too high a price for discriminatory laws. I urge you to oppose the menthol ban. Let's focus on education to reduce smoking.
Sponsored by the Law Enforcement Action Partnership.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking with Curtis Houck in just a moment. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters. We're going to talk about the recent media bias, and now we're only looking at the third Trump indictment. But since we got this all together, Curtis, we have, yes, number four Trump indictment. What are we up to now? About 140 different indictments now?
Yeah. Good morning, Bill. Well,
good morning.
It's always a pleasure to be with you. So I did a final update of the numbers last night, and the third Trump indictment. So again, we're not talking about the one in Georgia. We're not talking about Alvin Bragg. We're not talking about documents case. It just separated out to Jack Smith's January 6th case. Mm-hmm. 373 minutes. 373 minutes.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
On the flip side, you know, we have the Biden family scandal. So I've just been generally grouping this to any mentions, specific or vague or completely esoteric mentions of Biden family malfeasance, bribery, wrongdoing, life of ruin. And that's now up to 72 minutes. However, a very important caveat, almost all of that came within the last, you know, week or within the last couple of days because of the Merrick Garland.
Exactly.
It was right. all but 450 of it came thanks to Merrick Garland, which the media freaked out about, is saying, oh no, they might actually really get Hunter Biden. Well, those of us that know, this is to shield Weiss from congressional oversight and to slow the roll of House Republicans who are definitely barking up the right tree, or trees plural, regarding the Biden family.
I think this whole play that they're hoping for could end up backfiring on them, Curtis. We'll have to see how this plays out, because this is like a game of chess that's going on. I mean, on one hand, they think, okay, we'll throw in a special counsel. Weiss, that's going to keep him from coming to the Hill. But, you know, how much more evidence do you need? Because the fact of the matter is that, you know what? Okay, we'll trade you Hunter Biden for Joe Biden, gladly. Because now, you know, okay, it shields Hunter Biden, but it doesn't shield Joe Biden, right? And you've got evidence from, from whistleblowers, from, Devin Archer, Bob Alinsky. You've got the laptop. which is neutral. That's not, you know, that's not going to be closed off. You know, so I think that this could potentially end up being one of those deals of, you know, maybe they made a big mistake. But anyway, getting back to the numbers here, you know, what this points out is that the American people, by and large, could care less about Biden. Biden's never been a ratings juggernaut, right? So what? Yawn. I mean, it doesn't matter whether he's taking baths with his daughter or whose hair, you know, young girl's hair he's sniffing. It doesn't matter. You know, Donald Trump clips his nails in the wrong direction, and all of a sudden everybody's in an uproar, and we've got, you know, hundreds of minutes being expended on nightly news because anything that has to do with Donald Trump gets ratings. And these guys cannot help themselves. It's all about clickbait. It's about ratings. And that's why, you know, that's why they're doing this. And it's not about journalism. It's just about, you know, getting ratings, right?
Right. Okay. So I will say two things about this. One, you know, regarding the way we talk about this with our friends and family, let's face it, folks, going to be with straight here. Whoever the Republican nominee is, likely Donald Trump, is going to need voters who don't listen to talk radio, read conservative media, objective media, or Fox News, Newsmax, etc. They are going to need people who where this, you know, allegations of Biden family malfeasance is completely foreign to them. Okay, mm-hmm. So you cannot, when talking to these people, engaging with voters, engaging with these kind of friends and family members, you cannot just throw everything at them. You cannot just empty the marker all over the marker board at once. You have to be basic with them. Second of all, the reason that they're expending so much energy and they're so obsessed with this, not only because they can't get enough of Donald Trump, you know, prosecutorial misconduct and two-tier justice system is a very important issue. But you got to remember, folks, this think about the economy, think about inflation, think about education, everything the country has been, Afghanistan, the country has been, everything the country has been through in the last soon to be 4 years. The election, the media want that to be defined by Trump cases alone.
Yes.
That's what they want the election to be about because they believe that they can win it solely based on that. So do not keep your eye off on the, off the ball, folks. You need to stay focused. And remember that all these other issues are what really matter because they know when you have to talk about the issues like Afghanistan or the economy or COVID, they're not going to do well. And the polls show it.
Yes. Yeah. How do they hide him in a debate? You know, one-on-one with Donald Trump, especially the last time when he lied about Hunter and the 51 intelligence officials of the government, you know, swearing it was Russian disinformation when the FBI already knew and had validated the information on the laptop, and they joined in this secret cabal to interfere with the election and suppress the vote.
Well, I think this comes down to two things. You know, depending on who the moderator is, the Trump team needs to get Donald Trump focused. I know it's difficult for him. He needs to be focused on knowing the ticks of this moderator and thinking about what are they going to do to help Joe Biden. And in a lot of cases, he made this mistake in the first debate. He talked way too much. With Joe Biden, you know, as advanced in the age as he is, and, you know, as much as he struggles to have a grasp of his basic faculties, I think for Joe Biden, it's best to just let him talk in a lot of cases.
Exactly.
Let him hang himself.
And exactly.
So then the media cannot, you know, so then they're forced to chop it up, and then they'll start doctoring video, and then we can hit him on that, you know?
Yes.
Trump just needs to, or DeSantis or whomever needs these, like, needs to just let Biden talk in a lot of these cases, and so then just have the, I guess, you know, the spitfire kind of answers and stats in these debates, and especially in terms of connecting with voters when, you know, in that town hall, presuming we have a town hall format, we didn't last time, but those that still remember how that works is you need to get voters focused back on, again, on the economy, on education, on inflation, on gas prices, on China, because the moderators probably in that debate are probably still going to want to talk about Trump cases. Even if Trump's not nominee, they're going to want to talk about Trump cases, and that's, you know, not going to work.
Should Trump do the first debate?
I mean, I think he should because, you know, he may not think he needs it, but the American people need to see it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a healthy debate. Yeah. I mean, because he's been so focused on these legal cases, he needs to actually get more practice there, aside from, like, taped video monologues, talking about issues, because mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen. Brett Baer, Martha McCallum, I completely trust them, that they are going to cover issues, life, energy,
I think they'll ask the questions, but you know, again, these are Fox acolytes who are fixed in their understanding of, you know, the political process. You know, Brett Baer has exposed himself directly with the line of Fox News that there was nothing wrong with the 2020 election, and every time he sits down with the president, it's like a gotcha question about it. Why are you asking the same question when you already know the answer? You know, he disagrees with you. What it reminds me of, I don't know if you saw this allegory. I thought this was really appropriate, especially, in this divide that we have right now. There was a story of a donkey and a tiger, and they're getting in a debate over the color of the grass. The donkey insists that it's blue, and the tiger goes, it's green. What are you talking about? And anyway, they get all tangled in this debate and everything. And they said, okay, let's go to the lion. We're going to ask the lion and we're going to settle the case. So they go to the lion. And, the tiger says, hey, this knucklehead says, the grass is blue. We all know it's green. So would you handle this? And the lion says, no, the grass is blue, to the shock of the tiger. He can't believe this. And so the donkey, you know, he's kicking up his heels and leaving the discussion and happily merry on his way. He's right. The grass is blue. And for the judgment on the tiger, because he brought this case, his penalty is 5 years of silence. Right. And the tiger's going, well, you know, and he asks the lion, he goes, wait a minute. You know it's green. I know it's green. And you're penalizing me? Why are you doing that? And he says, yeah, the grass is green. But first of all, why are you engaging with this idiot, in so many words, that says it's blue? And then on top of that, you waste your time, and then you come and waste my time with that stupid question. Go be silent for 5 years.
I think, you know, if Trump gets asked about those questions, you know, this is my personal opinion. He shows he's better. He would show that he's better, according to that line, by pivoting to, again, the economy. This election needs to be about that, because he blows Joe Biden away, or any Republican.
Not even close. Exactly. Not even close. Because even the other Republican candidates, what are they doing? They're echoing the talking points and what Trump did. They're talking about, hey, this is what I'll do. Trump said, well, I've already done that. You know, you're gonna.
It doesn't look good. If he gets in a fight with Brett Baer, it just doesn't look good.
Oh no, you're exactly right. Yeah, he should stand on the confidence of his record, and it's there, and it can speak for itself. But yeah, he's a counterpuncher. You know, so that's what he does. So, I'm like you. You only hope that maybe there can be some restraint. Otherwise, we're just going to a NASCAR race and get ready for a crash, right?
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.